On today's episode, we are going to talk about all things contracts. I know you're going to love it, so stay tuned. Hello, and welcome to the Profitable Practice Podcast with me, Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor turned healthpreneur. And every week, I'm bringing you no-nonsense, no BS, actionable strategies to create a practice that is not only profitable, but fully sustainable by you. If you're an action taker like me and want to create a practice that is profitable, then you've come to the right place. Hey, hey everyone, Andrea Maxim here, your host on the Profitable Practice Podcast. I am recording this in my car, and more episodes will most likely be recorded in my car because this is when I have absolute silence and no one can bother me. It's been interesting navigating our new home. We just moved into our new home, and I have an office now, and the office is in the basement, and that's been something that I've been wanting to have since Brooklyn was born, and Brooklyn is turning 3 in December. And it's so funny how even if I wanted to go down into my office, which is what I did on Saturday night, somehow the entire family still ended up in my office. The girls were watching their tablets on blankets on the floor of my office. My dog King was having a little nap in the corner of my office. So it seems like as soon as I'm home, the whole family flocks wherever I am, which I am going to miss, of course, as the girls get older, but right now I just want to get shit done. I just want to get my work done, and it's proving to be difficult. So we're going to have these car episodes, probably more frequently, just so I can keep rolling out the podcast on time. And what I have been noticing, especially blowing up in the Maximize Your Clinic Facebook community and clients reaching out to me. We are in September now, so this is when a lot of people are transitioning to new clinics. Maybe you just got your license and you are looking for a new clinic and you're negotiating rent or a split with the clinic owner or whatever the case may be. I find this is a huge time for transition. In fact, this entire year has been a massive year of, I find, sort of like shit or get off the pot for a lot of people, not only in their business lives, but in their personal lives as well. We've definitely seen a lot of people around us that are separating or are ending long-term relationships that weren't working for them or are making big decisions with regards to pivoting either where they live or how they're running their business or whatever the case may be. I've been finding this year more than any, it feels like people are really either awakening or kind of finally taking hold of the life that they actually want. And I certainly hope that that is something that you are doing as well. I know this year has been a massive year for growth for me with regards to stepping outside of my comfort zone. And we have a few podcast episodes a few weeks back that you could listen to about that whole journey. But what I really wanted to talk about today is contract negotiations. And, you know, the questions that are coming in the Maximize Your Clinic community are around, like, what is a good contract and what should I be looking for? And what is a better idea, split or flat rent? Or is there like a combination of the two? And the answer is yes to all of them. So there is no ideal contract. There is no perfect contract. What my response has really been is, number one, you have to make sure that the contract is benefiting you as the practitioner with regards to your ability to grow financially. And it also has to be beneficial for the business owner. So as an independent contractor, you know, the idea of having a split, 60-40 split or 70-30 split, whatever it is that you're doing, you always kind of resent that 30% that's going to the business owner because the perception is that the business owner is making so much money because of the potential that they have with regards to how they're running their business. And being both, I am an independent contractor in two clinics and I'm the owner of one clinic. yes, my growth is certainly limitless in all three of them, but my expenses are far greater in the Caledonia clinic that I own versus the clinics that I'm just breaking or making just my consultation money and supplement money and whatever the case may be. But I'm not having to pay for reception. I'm not having to pay for the overhead. I'm not having to pay for the bills or the ongoing monthly expenses. So please keep that in mind as you are negotiating the independent contractor contract, because it may seem like the grass is greener on the other side, but the clinic owner certainly has a lot more expenses that most likely you are, your rent is not taking care of. So the biggest thing that I will say before getting into the nitty-gritties is I think both sides need to be 100% transparent with what it is that they are looking for. I think the clinic owner has to be 100% transparent about what their expenses are and why they are asking for the contract that they are asking for. And I think you have to really think of all of the negative situations that could possibly happen. Even though everything is great, even though what the allure of the new clinic sounds like everything's going to be amazing and you're going to be making tons of money, as a lot of clinic owners tend to do, they tend to boast about the potential. The reality of the situation is typically not what your perception of the situation will be once you get into it. So you need to be thinking about all of the possible things that could go wrong. For instance, file ownership. Huge, right? It's something that even verbally, I had an agreement with a previous clinic that I worked at. Once our new regulations went through, I said, I want to have all of the files owned when I finish up here, if and when that ever happens. And verbally, it was fine, but she didn't change it in the contract. So when I actually ended up leaving that space, she kept all of my files, which became a huge source of contention and really made me leave that clinic kind of with a bad taste in my mouth. And I thought it was fairly unfortunate. She's doing it from a business owner perspective because those files are, you know, assets to her business, but there was no naturopathic doctor that filled in my place. So really she's just holding on to it for promotion to other naturopaths that could possibly come there. The whole situation was a bit of a mess. So that's why I'm suggesting you really need to be clear before you sign anything that everything that you are signing off on makes sense for now and also makes sense for the future if something were to go sour. And please remember that these contracts are also meant to protect you and the other party. And this is whether you are writing the contract for an independent contractor or an employee, or you are the person who's signing the contract. Everything in writing that's in that contract is there so that if anything were to go sour, if relationships were to fall apart, you have everything documented when everything was healthy to go back to and say, look, this is what we agreed on. This is kind of the deal. You can't go back on it. So let's start with just basic rent split and or flat rent. So I personally believe flat rent to be a better choice with regards to the contract, simply because your earning potential once that flat rent is paid off is limitless. So if you are able to make $1,000 every single month and your flat rent is $500, well then everything above that $500 is 100% yours. With regards to a split is nice because then if there is a slower month, you didn't have to pay as much. If there's a really busy month, then you might have had to pay more than what that flat rent would have been. So it really just depends on your earning potential. I would encourage most new grads or people that are new to a business to negotiate a flat rent. And usually 60-40, 70-30 is what is kind of commonplace. Until you get an idea of whether you like the clinic, how you're functioning in the clinic, if it seems like a really great place, if you're starting to grow steadily, I think having the option of changing that split so it's more in your favor, maybe 80-20, or negotiating a flat rent at that point would be something that I would want to have open-ended in the contract, written saying after 6 months or 9 months, we can revisit this contract split and redetermine what would work better for me, what would work, what would still be okay for you based on the amount of revenue that I'm bringing in. I think putting the pressure on the clinic owner in the beginning to get you busy or having that expectation is something you are just going to have to like get out of your head. Usually the people are bringing you on and expecting you to run your own business within theirs and therefore show them that you are irreplaceable and show them that you can bring in a ton of new clients on your own and really promote the other associates to help them grow. You really do need to kind of engage that first year as you showing the clinic owner how good a decision that this is. And the more you can prove your value and worth in their business, the more likely you are to get those rental agreements favored more in your favor, as opposed to if you're not performing, you're not bringing in new clients, you're not showing the clinic owner how you can help the business grow, then most likely the split isn't going to change. Or maybe they will ask for a flat rent because you're not showing your end of the bargain and they're actually losing money at keeping the clinic open on the days that you're in there. So I'm just having this conversation because I know it from both sides. And I find too often independent contractors don't understand the business side of it from growing a business and what is going into the business owner's mind as they're reevaluating all of their associates in the clinic. So ideally, I would do a flat rent, but in the beginning, depending on risk and your experience and your level of marketing expertise and so on, a split is probably a good place to go. What I do like, though, is a base rent, so a base flat rent of, let's say, $250 and then a split on top of it. And why I like that is because it puts a lot more fire under your butt to actually make more revenue, simply because now you know every single month you have to pay that base rent minimum and then it's a split on top. So from a business owner perspective, I like that because then I know at least my base expenses are going to be covered for marketing, running the website, keeping the lights on, keeping the phone going, having my office manager and reception in the office helping you manage all the administrative things. And it also entices you to say, okay, at the very least, I need to cover my $250. And then on top of that, it's just sort of gravy. I personally like that approach. Not everybody likes it because, again, there's more risk involved from the contractor's perspective. But there is always risk. Like, this is your business. And whether you are an employee or an independent contractor, you are still running your business within somebody else's walls. And you should be approaching it that way. So you can either do it with a ton of help and mentorship on your side and see that as part of the investment, or you do it all on your own. And I can promise you it is a lot harder and it is a lot longer a journey when you are doing it by yourself, starting from zero. You're just not going to see the payoff nearly as quick. So you have to be looking at any sort of rent as an investment in the space that you're getting. So from a very basic perspective, that's where I would start. It is customary for the clinic to have a POS charge or an administrative fee percentage that is taken off of the top of all of the revenue you bring in. And that's, again, to offset some of the expenses that they have. So at one of my clinics, it's 5% overall, and that would include POS terminal, which is credit card, debit, that type of thing. It also includes the reception cost and whatever else is in that sort of administrative fee. And then in my office, we just do a straight 2% flat. So for all of the revenue that they make, we take 2% off just to, again, pay for the credit card fees. But I also have them pay 50% of reception costs for the hours that they actually see patients. So all of my associates don't have to pay for the reception when they're not in the office, but when they are seeing patients, I will calculate it and up up-estimate it, if that's the word, to the nearest hour for any patient that they saw in the office. So I pay $16 an hour right now for a part-time office manager or administrative assistant. So then my associates will pay $8 for every hour that they see people. And I feel like that's fair because oftentimes the clinic is open and yes, they're still doing calls and managing their calendar, but more often than not, when I'm in the office, they're doing all the work for me and my employees. So that's also an option. The next thing we have to talk about is negotiating a split for supplements and lab tests. I personally believe, and this is just me, that for lab testing, unless there is a risk on the clinic owner's side for having that lab kit available on the shelf, I believe that the associate and or independent contractor should be getting 100% of any of the lab tests that they sell. So if your lab test is $400, that $400 should go right back into your pocket because usually the cost of the lab test is hugely expensive in the cost of the total lab that's sold. So that is not something that you should be paying a percentage off of. What I've also done though is I've done a percentage off of the profit of a lab. So one clinic that I was at wanted a percentage of all of the food sensitivity testing that I did. And I said, look, like the cost of goods sold, so the cost of that lab test just to get assessed is $200. I'm selling it for $300 and we negotiated a 25% profit to the clinic just off of that top 100 and then I got everything else back. We do the same thing for supplements in my practice. So if it's a supplement that the independent contractor brings in, then I'm not going to be taking a percentage off of that. They get 100% of all of the supplements that they sell of the brands that they bring in. If I'm carrying the brand or the supplement and the independent contractor sells my supplement, then I take 25% of the profit. So this is, again, a supplement is $20, the cost of good is $10, the profit is $10. I get $2.50 for every one of those supplements that they sell, and they keep $7.50. And they pay me back the cost of goods sold, which was the $10 to originally buy that supplement. Vice versa, if I sell one of their supplements, then I get 75% of the profit and they get 25% plus cost of goods sold. And I feel like that's just a really good faith, very reasonable split to encourage people to sell your product, which there's always risk associated if it doesn't sell, is just sitting on the shelf and collecting money or collecting dust, excuse me. So you want to give people incentive to sell your stuff so that they will get a percentage back and, you know, make a little extra pocket money. We have a whole episode on the benefits or not so beneficial reasons of having an in-office dispensary versus an online dispensary. When we're talking about online split, that would be something that is completely outside of my territory as I don't currently have an account with FullScript or the other companies that are out there. So I don't know how that would look. I feel like from a independent contractor perspective, if you have the account with FullScript and your clients are buying from FullScript through you, I think you should collect 100% of that as well. Really, again, it's just about who is holding the most risk with regards to bringing in that product, and they should therefore be rewarded for maintaining that risk. So I think 25% is fairly reasonable. You could even negotiate 90-10. But if the clinic is holding the dispensary, you should not be getting 100% of the profit in my mind, because that's a huge expense that they're putting out without knowing if the product will be sold or not. So that kind of covers the basic aspects of the contract negotiation. The only other thing that I was hearing in our community was the business owner saying that, oh, certain splits are too complicated, and therefore they were choosing one version over the other. So they found that a split on your consultations and supplements and labs was getting too complicated, and they weren't sure how they were going to figure it out. So now they're bartering for flat rent, but the original negotiation was for the split, or whatever the case may be. I think that's a little bit crazy. I think it is always possible to negotiate split, and it is really easy, depending on the software you're using, to figure out what that split is. It's just going to take maybe an extra 5 or 10 minutes for you to break it down. I think if a business owner were to ever do that to you, I think that's a little bit ridiculous. And it would kind of put up a bit of a red flag for me as to how honest they were going to be with regards to dispensing what you were making on a month-to-month basis, because they should be able to give you a complete itemized report at every single payday, showing you exactly what you incurred, what you were charged, what supplement refills there were, how many visits you had. That is just sort of like mainstay. If you're going to bring in people, you need to be able to show them that in as much of a transparent way that is devoid of human error or very low on human error. So for me, I transport everything into an Excel spreadsheet by hand and itemize everything. But a lot of softwares like MindBody, or I'm sure JNAP or one of those EMRs would be able to itemize everything by practitioner. Universal is another one that's used by a lot of chiropractors that we use, and it just pumps everything out by practitioner. You see exactly what you sold from what date to what date. So that is just something that they're going to have to figure out, and that's just on them to figure that out for you. Lack of transparency, and I'm going to emphasize this bold, underline, red. Lack of transparency is what's going to make this whole thing fall apart. So if I am, and as an independent contractor in one of my offices, for the first 2 months, they were not releasing the itemized report for what I should have been charged, the revenue that I made. And that was really starting to make me feel very uncomfortable, almost like I was afraid that they were hiding something from me. So as the business owner, it's incredibly important for you to be as transparent and open and honest about the books, about the expenses, about the revenues, about where everything is going, so that there's no question marks with every pay that something is being missed or that the numbers don't add up, because that's really, really going to put a dent into the relationship that you're building. An area that I've seen come up that I've had from one of my clients tell me about is with direct billing. So if the company is direct billing on your behalf and they haven't received the money from either the insurance company or the patient, and they're withholding that from your pay, that's going to be a bit of a huge issue. In the long run, number one, this particular client didn't even know that there was money that was being withheld until she went back and went through all of her invoices and saw that there was over $1,000 that of revenue that she should have incurred. And the clinic was like, well, we didn't receive that money, so we're not going to give it to you. That is also not okay. So there should be something in the contract about money owing, or if somebody had a no-show fee, and if that no-show fee would be paid on the following paycheck or as received. Like, all of those little details when it comes to the financial side of things need to be acknowledged and thought about and written down with regards to a strategic plan. I personally do all of my own direct billing in all of the offices, and I manage all of that money. What then the clinic will do is they will make a total of all of the money that I direct billed. I pay them back in full 100% all of the direct billing, and then they will cut me a check for my appropriate split. And I find that to be the easiest way to overcome any problems with regards to where money is going or who's collecting it and how. So long as everything is being tracked really clearly and the numbers all add up, it's a perfect system, and it is not difficult to implement. I personally like to keep control of as much of the invoicing and the money as I can. So I happily do all of the direct billing on my own in the visit with the patient, and I make all of my own invoices on my own. And then, as I said, the clinic will invoice me, I pay them, and then they pay me out my rent for that pay period. I can't think of anything else on the top of my head that's come up, but those are some of the big key areas that I want you to be thinking about as you are going forward with contract negotiations, and always be keeping in mind their perspective from a business owner perspective as you keep in mind what you should be rewarded as an independent contractor. So any questions that come up, anything that I've missed, I would love to hear from you. Please reach out to me on Instagram at AndreaMaximND, and I will hit you back. And if there's something, like if there's a lot of things that I missed, I might just do a part two to this. But I think I covered a lot of the basics and the biggest issues that I've seen come out with contract negotiation. Also, coming from someone who's written the contracts, I know it from both sides. If you are really thinking you need more one-on-one support, if you feel that you don't necessarily want to join a group program, that you really need that one-on-one touch point, someone that's going to help you mold your business to your specific needs and your concerns based on how things are set up in your current practice, I would love to have a chat with you. Please go to the show notes and click on that 30-minute strategy call link. We can have a powwow on some of the best ways that I can support you. We have the Maximize Performance Coaching Program, which is one-on-one coaching, unlimited support throughout that entire time. And I've had clients say they made the most revenue, they did the best, they were the most organized, the most productive when we were working together versus when we weren't. And it is amazing how far accountability can go, especially when it's perfectly tailored to you and your needs. So please click on that link and book your 30-minute strategy call. If you want to send me a direct message, I can also send you the link over that or an email or whatever works best for you. I hope this episode really helped kind of clarify and maybe open up to some areas that you didn't think about. Again, if there's anything I missed, let me know. And if enough things come in, I will make a part two to update this episode. But I'm just so thrilled that you are still listening to the Profitable Practice Podcast. We are always here to support you. The whole reason this podcast exists is to make sure that you are as successful a practitioner as you can, because our mission is to take all practitioners and turn them into successful business owners. I am Andrea Maxim, and I'm out. You guys are killer. Thank you as always for listening to the Profitable Practice Podcast. Leave me a comment, and if you haven't already, I would love a review in iTunes. Definitely subscribe to this podcast and leave me a quick review. For those ready to maximize your practice, contact me at www.maximizedbusiness.ca.